You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's Thursday, November 16th, and welcome to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill video game podcast. Every week, I, John Wall, bring you the latest gaming impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek, delivered to you in 15 minutes to fit your busy life. Thank you for tuning in this week. I am very happy to have you here because on this week's episode, I'll be talking about Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. And to make sure that you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show, which is available on all major platforms, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And I would greatly appreciate it if you left a review while you are there. Also, if you'd like to chat about today's episode or just talk about games, you can find me on Twitter, Threads, and Facebook by searching for Midlife SideQuest. Every week I open the episode by sending out some positive vibes. It's a special shout out to somebody whom I admire and appreciate in an attempt to spread some good energy and make the gaming space a little bit more friendly. And this week's positive vibes are going out to the beautiful transgender community because this week is Trans Awareness Week. So I want to take a moment to celebrate all of the brave and wonderful transgender folks around the world, and especially the younger people out there, the kids. I didn't fully grasp how strong and brave these kids were until my own child came out to us. And in the years since, I have learned a lot and I have met a lot of great people. And I can now say how tremendously proud I am of all of you. It's not always the easiest road to walk, and they sadly don't always get the support that they deserve. But to all the trans youth out there and adults too, if you happen to hear this, just know how special you are and that you are loved. We've all got that, you know, that comfort food kind of entertainment that we love, even though we know it's, you know, maybe not the highest quality thing in the world. For me, it's shows like NCIS. I've been watching that for like 15 years, and I know that it doesn't have the best writing in the world, and nobody's going to win an Emmy for acting on that show, but it's got characters that I like, decent stories, and it doesn't take up too much of my attention to just sit back at the end of the night and enjoy. You know, for my wife, it would probably be like the Twilight movies. And for video games, for me, that's always been Call of Duty. And I'm a campaign junkie when it comes to Call of Duty. I really don't care about the multiplayer at all. I left my quick reflexes back in 1998. When a new Call of Duty comes out, I want to spend the weekend playing a crazy single-player experience that's a roller coaster of intense shootouts and action set pieces. Get in, blow stuff up, get out, and have a good, stupid time for a couple of days. Well, last weekend, I was provided a review code for the latest game, and in that regard, I think Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 does a pretty good job. So this is the third game since they've rebooted the Modern Warfare franchise. It's got all your favorite characters like Captain Price, Gaz, Soap, Ghost, and also there's the Liberation Fighter Farah and CIA agent Kate Laswell. All the characters that they've introduced over the last couple of games, and the group goes on a globe-trotting adventure to take down the terrorist Makarov before he can start a world war. As far as setups go, you know, it is what it is. It's familiar, it's basic, it's just enough plot to give you a tangible reason to go shoot bad guys and blow stuff up. But I'm fine with that. Would I like a bit more? Sure, I wouldn't mind, you know, a dose of Jack Ryan-style political intrigue, but that's not what this is. And for a fairly generic chase-the-terrorist storyline, I think it's pretty well done. I think they tell a solid story, and the cinematics in particular are pretty darn good. That familiarity holds true for the gameplay as well. You've got, you know, you're sneaking around in the tall grass mission. You're provide cover support from the air mission. Your sniper-style missions. All the greatest hits are here. The one newer twist in this game are there are certain levels which are a bit more open. Larger battlegrounds that you can kind of approach from different start points and complete your objectives in the order that you want. They almost feel a little bit like multiplayer maps with, you know, single player objectives throughout, but I was kind of okay with that. It felt a little different, you know, than the normal, which is good. They even throw in some multiplayer style perks that you can find throughout the level and pick up, like the ability to call in a bombing run or to ping the enemy locations for a little while. I thought it was a nice touch, and it added some variety to the linear levels. Even though the action is treading familiar ground, you know, to me at least, that doesn't make it any less fun. You know, the shooting feels good, the visuals are really solid like they usually are, and it's got a simple but enjoyable enough story. And, you know, that might be enough for me. That might be just fine. If I was going to knock something about this game, I guess I would say it's that the campaign just kind of ends. You know, there's a pretty exciting final level to the game, but it doesn't really conclude anything. I was pretty sure that there was going to be another level after that, but then the credits just ran. It was weird. Just all of a sudden was over. Pretty odd conclusion. So, do I recommend the new Call of Duty game? You know, it's kind of a tough question. It's difficult. Like I said, I don't play the multiplayer, so I can't really speak on that. I think if that's a mode that you play, like most people, I think the campaign is a good addition, and I might give this a recommendation. If you're weird like me and you only do the campaign, that's trickier, you know? I absolutely enjoyed my time with it, but it's familiar and it's short. You know, it was only like maybe 4 or 5 hours. If that bothers you, $70 might be a tough sell for just that. And I honestly wouldn't blame you. I do think that with the recent Microsoft acquisition, this would be a good time to reevaluate how they approach their campaigns. I really don't think we need one of these every single year, and maybe taking a couple of years in between would allow them to do something more that rises above just good enough. Finally, this week, I want to talk a little bit about the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's had a bit of bad press lately, with there being some reports about struggling and stalled productions, legal issues with one of its big stars, and some projects which have honestly failed to live up to the critical or financial success that the pre-Endgame films had. And yes, there have been, you know, a few disappointing shows recently, like Secret Invasion and Wakanda Forever, but I think it's really premature to say that the MCU is on its deathbed, even if some of the critics really seem to have MCU or superhero fatigue. In fact, this past week saw the release of two really good. Probably some of the best things to come out of the MCU in quite a while. The first of which was the season finale of Loki season 2, which absolutely knocked it out of the park and delivered an emotional and beautiful ending to that story arc. They just nailed it. Tom Hiddleston has been one of the bright spots of the MCU since the very beginning, and if this was his swan song as Loki, well, they did right by that character. Then there was the release of The Marvels, which serves as both a sequel to Captain Marvel as well as a follow-up to both WandaVision and Miss Marvel, the shows from Disney Plus. And yes, I get how some people really don't like how interconnected all these things are and how, you know, it really kind of helps to see most of them to get the most out of these stories, you know. But I don't really have a problem with that personally. I'm fine. You know, one season of a network show used to take up to 24 hours to watch. So having to watch a couple of movies and a couple of 6-episode series in a year, it isn't going to kill me. And The Marvels was an absolute blast. One of the most fun movies to come out of the MCU in recent years. It was a great time. All three leads were fantastic. But Miss Marvel steals the show and is the best thing about the movie. It's got great action. It's funny. And all the characters have great chemistry together. It was a really good time, and I highly recommend you go check it out. I think that the MCU has a lot of gas still left in the tank. Quickly, a little bit of programming update for the rest of this year. There will not be a new episode next Thursday due to it being Thanksgiving here in the U.S., but the show will return on November 30th. And then there will also not be an episode on December 28th during my holiday break. But then the show will return on Monday, January 1st, for an entire week of episodes where I'll be sharing my picks for my top 10 games of 2023. So 5 episodes, 1 week. It's going to be a lot of fun. So a little bit of a weird scheduling for the rest of the year, but I hope you enjoy the next bunch of episodes I've got lined up. I'm going to be talking about Alan Wake 2, Super Mario RPG, and who knows what else. So thank you for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I really appreciate you taking time in your day for me. Don't forget you can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday morning, except next week, wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can show your support by subscribing and leaving a review. And if you'd like to chat, look for Midlife SideQuest on Threads, Twitter, or Facebook. So until next week, be well and happy gaming.